Blog Talk Radio.
Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God and amen, and we give God all the honor and all the glory. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Praise the Lord. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we give God all the glory, honor, and praise for allowing us to be here with you another Monday evening to be able to share in the study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining word. We thank you for taking the time to tune in tonight. We pray that you've got your Bibles, pens, papers ready, that your mind is open, that your heart is yielded to the things of God so that we again can study together in his word. And as the word goes forth tonight, we ask that you will be in prayer. We have Pastor Jasper Whitehurst tonight, and he's coming with a message that actually asks a question. And that question is, what is your spiritual vision plan? We have a variety of different plans that go forth in the new year. Plans to lose weight, plans to do a variety of different things, to eat better, to live better, hopefully to pray better, to draw closer to the Lord. But what is your spiritual vision plan, the man of God is going to ask tonight. So we're going to go ahead and usher in the presence of the Lord with a song tonight, and then we're going to pray. And then we're going to dive right into the study of God's all-sustaining word, praise the Lord. Tonight, let's start with J.J. Hairston as he's telling us there will be glory after this. Listen and be blessed. Okay, well, it seems we're having a little bit of difficulty with our music audio, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead with the program, and I will ask if you would take the time to bow your heads as we go to the throne of grace in prayer, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just lift you up tonight, Lord. We thank you that you are such a great God, such a mighty God, such a wonderful and awesome God you are. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity to come before you and come before your people tonight to share in the study of your word. Now we ask, Lord, that you anoint the man of God afresh. Let him speak forth your word with boldness, with clarity, with understanding, and with your holy anointing, Heavenly Father. We give you all the praise. We ask that, Lord God, those that are tuned in tonight, that they have an ear and a heart to be able to hear what thus saith the Lord, and that they will go forth, take this word, be blessed of the word, and share it with others, that God's kingdom may be advanced here in this earth. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. We thank God for a wonderful life on tonight. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Constance. Thank God for all the work that she does. To God be the glory. Thank God for you out there on this evening to share the word of God. Amen. There may be something that can be reach out to your soul, to your spirit. They make it enlighten you, to encourage you, to strengthen you, to comfort you, to give you peace of mind, to give you joy and spirit, to continue to run the race on and finish your course for the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that opportunity to share the word on tonight. We praise God for his word. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for his people. We thank God for who he is and what he's all about on this time, this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Proverbs. I'm going to the King James Version. Could you please go to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And we will come from the King James Version. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
Amen. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Amen. Praise God for his word. We thank God for being to get into the world tonight. Topic for the day is, what is your spiritual vision plan? What is your SVP for 2022? What and beyond? What is your spiritual vision plan? Amen. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight and find out the focus and what it's all about, praise God. And we want to just get into that and get to your heart, to your spirit, to know what your spiritual vision plan. Do you have one for 2022 and beyond? Do you have a spiritual vision plan for you on this hour? Amen. That's what we're going to talk about on this evening. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that. And the spiritual vision begins with believing and putting your full trust in Jesus. To see spiritual vision, a vision of things related to God and his word. Most of us have physical, natural vision, praise God, which is amazing within itself, but have limitations to what you are able to see. We are spiritually blind until a person repents of their sin and receiving by faith Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Amen. For by grace are we saved through faith. Amen. There is a grace of God that for the unbeliever to come for to be a believer of faith is in Christ Jesus and receiving as their Lord and Savior. Amen. That's when your spiritual vision plan can begin. Because you tie into God's plan, you tie into him, and you are the child of the Most High God. Amen. So you can begin to strengthen your spiritual vision through a deeper understanding, a closer relationship with Christ, and to learn to trust in God and to continue in his obedience. And you walk by faith and you trust in him day by day. And it's a daily walk, amen. And trust in his holy word. It's a daily walk. You walk daily and trust in God, in his word, in his spirit, and what God has to fulfill in your life. Amen. To be filled with his Holy Spirit. Amen. To be strengthened, one's spiritual vision is a lifelong process of growing our spiritual faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We thank God for that. To have you increase our faith by listening to the word of God. So faith come by hearing the word of God. Amen. This is how we increase our faith on day to day. We take that spiritual food, which is the word of God, that bread of life, our daily bread, praise God, that strengthen us and help us to be what God calls us to be, to mold and shape us into that ever knowing about the things of God, things of Christ, and that faithful believer that walk in Christ, amen, it really takes from day to day. So we thank God for the opportunity. We thank God for when you're working on our salvation. You also work out your own salvation, not your brother and your sister, your own salvation in him. It's a personal relationship, amen. Personal relationship. You can't do another person. You have to be your own personal relationship with Christ that makes a difference. Amen?
Amen.
We thank God for that. To increase our shifts, S-H-I-T-S, in him, it's a daily walk. To learn how to walk in an ambassadorship. To learn how to walk in discipleship. To learn how to be walking in fellowship. To learn how to walk in our citizenship. To learn how to walk in our relationship with the Lord. To learn how to be good stewards in our stewardship, and to learn how to encourage and to grow in our worship, praise God. Amen. As a born-again believer in Christ Jesus, the important development of personal day-to-day sanctification and prayer life we have to indulge in, our day-to-day sanctification, living holy, our sanctification, and our prayer life is important to the believer in Christ, which helps to grow our spiritual maturity and our faith in him, praise God. Let me say that again. It helps to grow our spiritual maturity and our faith in him. All that must, all that comes together in our development as a believer in Christ Jesus, amen, in our heart, our mind, our spirit, to grow us, to have to nurture us, to have us be in the things and the will of God, and to do what God calls and commands us to do. In the New King Version, he said, where there is no revelation, the people cast all restraint. But happy is he, praise God, who keep the law, keep the word of God, who meditate upon it day and night, who know the word, who take and digest the word, and who strengthened by the word, that God can mold and shape that person into doing great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Amen? And that we should strive for in our regular walk in Christ Jesus. Amen? But I'm talking tonight, I'm talking about your spiritual vision plan. What is your spiritual vision plan for 2022 and beyond? What is it? What is the prophetic exhortation to your family, to your business, amen, to your community, and to the nation of people you live around? Casting all restraint means that without the guidance of divine revelation of God, people seem to be abandoned themselves. Amen. To their own desires, to their own sinful ways for the progress. And prophecy is often associated with vision. I said prophecy is often associated with vision. Okay? Go to God's word. And the Lord said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may that read it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. God's appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie.
Amen.
Through it, though it tarry, wait for it, saints.
Yes.
Wait for the word of God. Trust in the word of God. Live by the word. Amen.
Yes.
Trust in God that he watch all his words to fulfill it in your life, in my life. But trust in him that he will always come through. Amen. We may do it by night, but morning is soon to come. It's morning time. It's soon to come. God guarantees that's going to happen. The reaping time got expiration day, but our morning time, by grace of God, it's going to come to pass. If God said it would, it's going to come to pass. But just wait on it. Amen? Because it will surely come, according to the word of God. even not carry the vision, quoting Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 to 3. Amen. But just learn to wait for it and learn to live by faith and not by sight. Or you thank God for our sight, but learn to live and walk by faith and trusting our God and not by sight where you can fall and stumble. Amen. That's our natural. But walk in the spirit of God. God will strengthen us and keep us and protect us as we go along this life journey. Amen.
Yes, we will.
Habakkuk was saying that he was commanded to preserve the vision that God told him. The ability to think about or plan the future. I say the ability to think about or plan the future. That's your spiritual vision plan.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability that God gives unto you to think about or to plan the future for your life, for your business, for your children, for your family, for whatever it needs to be in your bank, in your plan. God said for you to write it down and for you to then know about it, to pray about it, and put it together, and he will help you to bring it to pass. The God of wisdom, so that all who read it will know of its fulfillment. Say what you want in your life. Say what you want in your vision plan that God will bring to fruition, bring to fulfillment, praise God, in your life, that you'll be able to see it and understand, identify, but he's saying it's personal. Amen. Sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it can be joined together. Sometimes it can be together with others if need be. But sometimes it's kind of personal. And it's a spiritual vision plan that you have for your life, for your ministry, for your business, for whatever God called you to have to do. Amen. For your fulfillment in that. You should wait on our DAT acronym, God's Appointed Time. You should wait on God's appointed time for your life, for his plan to be our plan. Amen. For God's plan should be our plan, because God says he wants the best for our life. You go to Jeremiah 29:11. What is the plan of God? What is the will of God? Jeremiah 29:11. What is the plan of God for your life? What is the will of God for your life? Do you know, without a doubt, he's sure to find you out? What is God's vision plan? What is God's plan for your life? Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11 and see what that plan is. You heard it before. It's not nothing new on this one. Not nothing new. It's been said before. Yeah.
Jeremiah 29:11
yeah.
says, but I know the plans that I have.
Almighty God, all-knowing, all-powerful. Where?
Plans to prosper you and not to harm you.
You're talking Israel.
Plans to give you a hope.
A hope.
And a future.
Praise God. A hope and a future, saints. A hope and a future. Oh, that's so wonderful. Everybody can say that.
Amen.
People give you benefits on the job and benefits on the thing. But the benefits don't allow them to do so much. The benefits, they kind of like, they kind of to a point, some of them restrain. They don't go but so far beyond. You thank God for the benefits. You thank God for the opportunity. You thank God for all they do and said they do. But it's limited benefit.
Right.
God benefit, a lifetime benefit.
Yeah.
He said for hope for your future.
Amen.
Amen. For the future what? What you desire or your heart? He said give you desire or your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God said that. I mean, give you desire of your heart. And he mentioned to Joshua and to us about being successful in life. God think about Almighty God of heaven and earth, great heaven and earth, God of more powerful Yahweh on the face of the earth. He think about you, about your entire being, and he tell us, Joshua, he says, happy he that know the law, still the law. This book of the law, on Joshua 1:8, shall not depart out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Not my mouth too, but shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt what? Meditate day and night.
Amen.
What do you miss? Sunshine and rain, hardly and pain. No, day and night you should meditate on the word. No matter what your circumstances, no matter what you're going through, no matter what trial you are in, God said, just meditate on his word.
Mm-hmm.
You watch on his word to perform it. Meditate on his word.
Mm-hmm. Day and night.
Day and night. What should happen?
That thou mayest observe to
do. We got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
observed to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Doer, you know, the doer that make a difference, the one that don't do, go ahead.
That to do all that is written.
Oh, not some, all that's written.
Therein. Uh-huh. For then
mm-hmm.
thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Wow.
And then thou shalt have good success.
God said, shall make your way prosperous. And then thou shalt have
good success.
Good success. Don't you want to be successful in life, mm-hmm. in your businesses? What does God have for you to do? Be successful. God said you have good success. God gave you power to obtain wealth, but you don't fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you ability to do that. Amen. He gave you ability to obtain wealth, other things that needed it in this life. God gave you the ability to do that, but you don't fall in love with that.
Okay.
So, money is not evil, but for the love of money.
Yes.
The love of money, that was evil.
Yes.
You fall in love and put it before God, that becomes a problem. That becomes an issue. Amen.
Yes.
So learn to put things in proper perspective, dealing with God, dealing with things, dealing with the plan of God in your life. Amen. For the just shall live by faith. Amen. Make a difference with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So understand it was that God, the head fan, should be alpha, and God wants us to be successful in life. He wants to be a prosper. He wants to be in good health. He wants to be strong and mighty. He wants to do all those things that in your heart that he knows is good. According to his word, according to his plan, it makes a difference.
Amen.
It makes a big difference. What is your spiritual plan today? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
Mm.
And also upon the servants and upon the handmaiden,
mm-hmm.
in those days, will I put out my spirit, God said, mm-hmm. Joel 2, chapter 2, verse 28, 29. You go to Acts chapter 2, 16, verse 16 to 17. God talking about the Holy Spirit that day had come to pass. The Lord communicated special revelation in the Old Testament and New Testament, praise God. And Jesus spoke of those things in the Word of God throughout the Word, and also in the Gospel, he spoke of those things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also Acts chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he, according to Proverbs chapter 29, 18. Happy is he.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue. Revelation is a merger. Excuse me. Revelation is a merger of vision and ambition. Mm-hmm. I said revelation is a merger of vision and ambition. All of us have gifts, skills, and talents. This is what draws people together. Some are drawn by creativity, about certain talents and special abilities, such as musicians, singers, artists, actors, actresses, designers, athletic, technicians, teachers, healthcare workers, or healthcare professionals, and much more. Inspire us for greater. I say, what it does? Inspire us for greater. Amen. Number one. A vision reveals the unknown. What did it say? A vision reveals the unknown. Unknown about what's going on now, going on in the future. It reveals the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And a vision inspires us to persevere. What are you talking about, pal? Yeah, sometimes vision inspires to persevere. Here's an example. A NFL coach for Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Coach Tony Dungy, excuse me, football team started, they started the season 0-5. It's not a good start for any team, but just not football team, professional football team. They were winless in 1996. He was their coach. During those difficult times, Coach Tony trusted in God's plan. It did not change, but prepared him for success. Now, so Tony's leadership at that time helped the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to become winners of the 1999 NFC Central Division Champion. Took some time, took some years, but he came to pass, praise God. Coach Tony believes that every success, we want to be successful, sometimes might be delayed. It might be delayed success. So patience is untimely rewarded, even in the midst of going through what he was going through. Mm-hmm. On that team at that time, being a new NFL coach, they wanted to be a black coach at that time, African-American coach at that time, and he took on the team, the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they were going through a lot of difficulty being, you know, starting 0-5. A lot of things was happening at that time, and being a new coach in that team, the players, our family, all that stuff, he was trying to build certain things in the players, too, for perseverance and faith and for the community, for their character, and so much was going on, and Tony, he still had trust in God. He didn't shake his faith. He kept his trust in God, and he kept close to God. He stepped close to God's plan and stayed with that. And you don't, if you don't understand it, still stay with God's plan no matter what happens. Stay with the plan of God through different circumstances, through life circumstances, trials and testing. Stay with the plan of God. Trust in the plan.
Yes.
Trust in God's plan, and God knows how to bring you out in the end. Coach Tony's patience, commitment, and consistency, and being a man of prayer and faith made a difference in becoming a successful NFL coach at that time. He became a teacher, and he was a husband, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So he kept a plan of God in his heart and his mind to be successful at that time. Then he took on being a head coach of that NFL team. And he persevered for a period of time, and then was successful in that. He won a Super Bowl with another team, though. He left Tampa Bay later on in the year. He was then won a Super Bowl with another team. He won with another team, but he didn't stay there for so long in Tampa Bay. But he just kept focused on God's word. He kept focused on God's plan for his life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed the course,
mm-hmm.
amen. A vision disciplines our hope. A vision disciplines our hopes. What are you talking about? So, for example, a long-distance runner gains success by gaining endurance. Endurance helps the long-distance runner grow stronger by increasing his or her capacity to run greater or farther. Been there, done that. And it helps you when you run, learn how to run, practice, so forth, and you can get to where you're going, get your timing going pretty strong, get your breathing, method going, get your exercise going, get all the things you need to put in place to have you be a strong run over a period of time. You've been there, done that over a period of time. So all those things you do to get there, to make you stronger, make you better, so you can compete at a high rate. So those things you take and get involved with to make you a better runner and better long distance runner or short distance runner, how you want to do that.
Strength.
They make you better as a person, as a runner, grow to increase your capacity to be a better runner. Amen. And then you learn to be victorious, and you be more overcoming as time goes on. And you keep on doing that, you be more successful in that, and be overcoming and have victory in that. Don't allow your past to destroy your future.
Amen.
But allow you to push excellence to you, and to push you into your greater divine destiny plan for your life. Amen. And have a successful life to the greater in Christ. Let it push you into your greater by you trusting God and having faith in God that God got a much better divine destiny plan for your life to push you into your greater. Amen?
Amen.
We all need greater. We all need to push into our greater. And that's what God do for us. And Paul talked about he's going to run that race and he's going to finish his race and finish his course. He did finish his course. He wrote most of the New Testament, Apostle Paul. So Paul understand, knew about that. You know about a lot of things pertaining to that. He built some churches and some other things he did that God called him to do. But you know, have a vision of victory in your vision plan.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, 58 verse. You find that verse in there. Now, here's a word by another author, Larry Julian, that J-U-L-I-A-N. His book is God Is My CEO. God Is My CEO. And I thought it was so good when he was teaching me. He was a man of faith. He learned to follow in God's principle in a bottom line world. He speaks of short-term gains versus long-term legacy. Larry said he described the risk and the reward of being a godly leader in a bottom line world. You know about that. He lived it. Mm-hmm. He speak of learning and living to serving with a purpose, amen, to God. Learn to maximize your potential. Walk with God. Encourage. Walk and live by faith, amen. God's principle versus business principle without compromise on God's word. Learn to do that. Learn to apply and learn to bring forth God's principle versus business principle without compromise on the word of God. God can bring that to pass. He can build up on that. He can make you successful in that business area of your life. And you seek your help, seeking God, and seeking wisdom. Let me thank God for that. A vision of victory. What are you talking about? So many have visions, goals, and dreams of their vision. Some may have a pink Cadillac. Okay, some may have $1 billion sales. Some may have promotion to look forward to. Some may have success in business in the marketplace. Some may have in the marketplace and also international. Some may have success of being a bestseller author. Mm-hmm. Some may have the success in being an NBA athlete or NFL athlete or being some professional and being a professional athlete in some type of sport. Some may have a vision of being a successful business deal and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. Okay? But let some have the life goals that you want to achieve. Here's some of the things that John C. Maxwell, or some of his quotation, he said to business people and to everyday people, I thought it was pretty good for this moment of time, talking about vision plans. John C. Maxwell is very well known throughout the nation, throughout nationally and internationally. One thing he was saying that, here's some of his quotation. Number one, success is for everyone. They didn't say the word of God. Mm-hmm. Success is a journey. Number three, the picture of success, not the same for any two persons. That's true. Number four, we make a living by what we get. We make a living by what we get. But we make a life by what we give. Mm-hmm. Number five, when you spend the time with positive people, this is young people and older people, when you spend the time with positive people, you help yourself to see things better. Not bitter, but better, praise God. Mm-hmm. And take action to change your attitude. Have a new attitude for God's success in 2022 and for your life, praise God. Amen? Number seven, develop a plan for growth. That's your vision plan. Develop a plan for growth for your family, for your children, for the nation, for wherever you are in. Develop a plan for growth. Amen?
Amen.
Number eight, successful people develop positive daily habits that helps them to grow and learn. I'll say that again. Successful people develop positive daily habits that help them to grow and to learn. You want to start learning. You want to start growing.
That's right.
Keep on learning, keep on growing. That's an end of quotation for John C. Maxwell. A vision of victory. Have a vision of victory. I'm about to close in a little while. That's how I'm closing. A vision of victory. Learn to be a wise master builder of your home, family, business, community, nation. Where you are in, where it happened to be, learn to be that. Learn to be a wise master builder in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Strong values to strengthen your family. You need that today. But then let it be part of it. If then let it be part of who you are. Good communication connects us in our daily life to what we're doing in our daily life. Good communication connects us to that. May it be family, business, or wherever it happens to be. Be connected to that and helping to get better at it. Amen.
Amen.
Build your marriage. Have a vision plan to build your marriage, to strengthen your marriage, to improve yourself, to better yourself. Your faith walk, amen. Your family, your children, your community. Have a vision to do better in that area, to make it better and to strengthen it and take a work at it to build it. You don't have to start working. You don't have to start building your marriage. You know, keep a strong foundation in Christ, but keep a strong foundation from day to day as well. Don't ever stop doing that. Have date night. What you need to do, you can have together husband and wife. Do that. Take your parents. Do what it takes to keep you strong in what you need to do for your family. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Trust God. Obey God. Obey your word. Study your word. Amen? Walk by faith. Learn to equip others as well. Not just yourself. Learn to equip others to be better, to become stronger. Amen. To edify, edification, to both and to give them encouragement, amen. To help them to grow stronger in their faith. Help one another out, amen. For they shall burn with each other. You're supposed to encourage one another to grow stronger in the things of God.
Amen.
Raising up others is a set journey. Mm-hmm. Raising up others is a set journey. And it should be in our life, it should be along. You should be in our daily life, amen, to do that.
Amen.
So it should be, learn to do that, to be successful in our daily life, our daily journey, our daily walk in Christ Jesus, amen. Not just for yourself to be that. Bring others up too. Be a blessing to others, amen, praise God. Be a blessing, be a blessing to others as well. Not just my four no more. You know, be a blessing to others.
Yes.
That God may be glorified.
Mm-hmm.
That Christ may be magnified, that the Holy Spirit might be sanctified, and God's people be edified,
amen.
And may the devil be terrified in Jesus' name, because you are a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation of greatness to the glory of God. Let thy will be done on this day and this hour. And we praise God for his holy word, for this holy time, and let that will be done. Let God strengthen your plan, your life, and your plan in him. They come one to each other. We thank God for his holy word. We pray to God that you get some out of your word. We pray to God that God will strengthen you and help you to devise a spiritual vision plan that will last a lifetime. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for his word.
Praise God. Do you have a spiritual vision plan? Praise the man of God shared tonight. That was a powerful word, a thought-provoking word. As I shared at the onset of the program, this is the time of year at the beginning of a new year, many devise New Year's resolutions, and they have various plans and visions that they want to enact throughout the course of the year, or to put in place goals that they want to accomplish throughout the course of the year. But many of them are superficial goals. Many of them are goals in the natural. As I said earlier, some may have goals to eat better and have a better health. Some may have goals of wanting to exercise more. Some may have goals of drawing closer to their husbands or i.e. family, spouses, children. But this, as a man of God, he shared tonight, he prompted us and gave us a challenge and sent out a clarion call for us to develop a spiritual vision plan. Mother Pat, I know that you're on the line tonight, and I'm going to ask if you would, in just a moment, I'm going to bring you into the studio, because Mother Pat, she shared with me earlier that she has a spiritual vision plan. She talked with me about those things that she wanted to do in the spirit for the things of God, that God would be glorified. See, our natural plan glorifies us. However, your spiritual plan, it glorifies God. So I want Mother Pat to come into the studio tonight, and I'm going to click on, hopefully, and this is unprompted, so hopefully she'll be able to follow and flow with me. Hallelujah. But I'd like for her just to reiterate and share with you and her spiritual vision plan. Mother Pat, can you hear me? Let me see if I could dispatch her into the studio. There is a little bit of technical difficulty we have in this evening, so you all be in prayer with us. But Mother Pat Gallo, can you hear me tonight? Okay, I didn't have her live, but she may not be able to hear me. But she shared with us that her spiritual vision plan for 2020, a part of it was that she wanted to be able to pray more. And if I'm not mistaken, the other part was that she was going to draw even closer to God during 2020. And to be able also to, I know Mother Pat is one that reaches out to others and reaches out to others and be able to share the good news and word of God with others to help to change their lives. And so we strongly encourage you, if you don't have a spiritual vision plan, sit down and think about what the plan of God is for your life. The man of God shared that the word of God also tells us that we are to write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. So once you sit down and you pray about what your vision plan is and the Holy Spirit confirms it, sit down and write the vision. Write it down. Make it plain. And then also, too, the word of God says, and the man of God tonight shared, that once your vision, you write the vision, once you have a vision plan, patient as you carry it out. It may not happen overnight. It may take some time in order for you to accomplish your spiritual vision plan. But the word of God speaks to that too when it says write the vision and make it plain. Though it tarry, it will not tarry, but wait for it. Sometimes we have to be patient and wait on God. But I declare in the waiting on God and your waiting in him, he will never fail you. So again, write the vision plan. Develop a spiritual vision plan. Write your vision plan and make it plain. Praise God. I'm going to try and see if we can, if there is anyone that would like to chime in and share this evening. I'm going to try to see if we can dispatch you into the studio. As I said, we've been having a bit of difficulty on the end outside of being able for you all to hear us. So if you can, if you want to share, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will see if we can dispatch you into the studio tonight. And if for any reason that we can't, hallelujah, we just know by the faith and by the grace of God that this word, hallelujah, has been a blessing. Praise the name of Jesus. Your spiritual vision plan, that's food for thought. Those are things the Lord says to think on those things that are good and of a good report. I can't think of anything that's better than to sit down and think about, oh, yes, let me devise and develop for myself with the help and of the Holy Spirit a spiritual vision plan. And as the man of God said, you know, sometimes our plans that we develop at the beginning of the year, those New Year's resolutions, they're only for the new year. But Pastor Jasper said that a spiritual vision plan is for a lifetime. It is not just exclusive to that particular time frame or that particular 365 days as a New Year's resolution may be. It is for a lifetime. So go forth and develop your plan, and God will help you to carry it out. Pastor Jasper, did you have any closing words for us this evening? Praise God. Praise God. Well, we are going to go ahead. I want to make sure. I know that you all can hear me, as I said, even though we're having some technical difficulties. But I wanted to make sure that if there is anybody on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, that tonight be your night of salvation. Don't wait any longer. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. And so it's just, it all starts with just a simple prayer of saying, Lord, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ came to this earth and that he lived and that he died and that he was resurrected for my sins. Jesus, I know that you are real. And I ask you to come into my life. Take charge of my life. Thank you for every shed drop of blood that you shed for my redemption and the redemption of my sin. And Lord, you take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And my brother and my sister, if you prayed but a simple prayer as that, you are now saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your name has been written. Hallelujah. Just within the last few minutes, your name has been written down into the Lamb's Book of Life, never to be erased. So praise God. If for anything that would happen, any reason that you would be called home tonight, that you would die, you are absent from the body, is present with the Lord. Your eternal future is secured. Hallelujah. And so we give God all the praise and honor and glory. We thank him for our salvation through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord Jesus for everything. Hallelujah. That his precious shed blood did for us on Calvary. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out tonight. We pray again that this word was a blessing to you. We pray that you go forth, hallelujah, go forth and have an awesomely blessed week. Take time to share the word of God with someone else that in this world that needs to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise. To God be all the glory. Have an awesomely blessed week. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.